This goes to Troy Novak, PAC, fax 989. It's 463, and I'll leave the other part blank, and we'll fill that in. Patient is Francis Mills, M-I-L-L-S, date of birth 12/5/1932. Dear Troy, this is a follow-up visit with Mrs. Mills with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, proteinuria, and Sjogren's syndrome. Her last visit was July 1st of 2024. Her weight is stable. She did have an upper respiratory infection at Christmas that lasted about a week and a half, but it is better now, and she's feeling better. When she checks her blood pressure at home, it's usually 120 to 130 over 60. It's slightly higher in the office at times. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight spironolactone is 25 milligrams daily. Norvasc, 10 milligrams daily. Propranolol is 20 milligrams, one twice a day. Hydroxychloroquine is 200 milligrams on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday only. She takes fish oil, vitamin D3, vitamin B complex, folic acid, and low-dose aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. Physical exam, weight, 156 pounds. Pulse is 62, and blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 60. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender, no peripheral edema. And labs, the most recent lab studies were done October 1st of 2024, so they'll be due again this month. Creatinine is 1.55, estimated GFR is 31. Albumin 4.6, calcium 10, sodium 136, potassium 4.6, carbon dioxide 25, phosphorus 4. Hemoglobin is 13.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease. We've asked her to have lab studies done every 3 months. 2, hypertension, well-controlled and at goal. 3, proteinuria, stable. And 4, Sjogren's syndrome on low-dose hydroxychloroquine. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.